We recently received a question from a listener, Mark Reisner of Madison.
I was curious who is putting together these signs that you see on the road. They're quippy, jokey, recommendations of how to drive safely.
Huh, we're curious too. WPR's Andrea Anderson went to investigate who creates these messages that appear on digital highway signs.
Maybe you've seen them. Some have said, huddle up before the big game, plan a sober ride. Or, courteous driving is contagious. To find out who comes up with these funny, but serious, PSAs, we head to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Traffic Management Center in downtown Milwaukee.
That all said, the attachments that I sent in the meeting...
It's here where DOT employees use computer software to put up and take down the messages urging safe driving. And it's here where a team of DOT employees meets to plan so-called creatives for the digital billboards. Communications manager David Hunt is leading the February meeting.
There's one that's kind of straight up, buzz driving is drunk driving.
He has a laptop with a list of all the messages that DOT has used since it began planning creatives for the digital boards in 2016. The DOT has more than 100 messages and is constantly coming up with new ideas. People have even submitted their own ideas through the state's 511 website.
Not a race, leave some space. Have we used that one before?
The goal is straightforward: improve safety on Wisconsin roads.
We are very cognizant of the fact that millions of people are going to drive past the messages that go up on our boards. So we just want them to be as easily digested as possible. And if it creates a little bit of conversation, you know, when you get to the office by the water cooler, even better. If people are talking about highway safety, that is a home run for us.
Not every message is a slam dunk, and the team knows that. But they try to be in tune with current events and pop culture. For example, at the team's last meeting, they were brainstorming messages that would go up during the NCAA tournament in March.
Or, drive sober, don't bust your bracket. Isn't that the term for it?
Yeah.
The messages can't be long. Here's Stacy Pierce, Traffic Management Unit Manager.
We can't make it too complex that someone driving at 70 miles an hour can't see that and absorb it and as they drive by.
So, are these billboards effective? State Patrol Lieutenant Nate Clark says yes.
It triggers conversation, and from the conversation, because it's humorous or enlightening, it then triggers the greater point of what message we're trying to get across. So I do think they work.
There was a survey done through the Midwest in 2016 that showed that 9 out of 10 people surveyed believe that the DMS boards were an effective way to construe safety information.
But what about them being distracting? Here's control room engineer Dan Schultz.
If something was terribly distracting, we would hear about it because bad news does travel fast.
It does.
After going to Milwaukee, question asker Mark and I hit the road to get his opinion on one of the new messages. It was around 8 p.m. the night after the Oscars, and traffic along the Beltline in Madison was normal. As we neared the sign, Mark prepared to read the message.
No Oscar for best lead foot slow down. It's pretty good. I actually kind of like that one. It's relevant to something that happened yesterday. It's something that I think I could see my dad telling me. It's not too moralizing. It's like just silly enough where it's like still enjoyable, I guess. No Oscar for best lead foot. Yeah, that's pretty good.
This story came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin project. To submit your question, go to wpr.org/Wisconsin, and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.